Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we got to have an honest conversation here. So I don't know if you've seen some of the headlines, but one headline is saying that 1 billion people are going to die from climate change by the year 2100. Now, when you see a headline like that, you pee on yourself, right? But you have to, especially when you're in science, always look at both sides and go, okay, what are they attributing these deaths to? Natural disasters, hurricanes, floods, wildfires, attributed it to the greenhouse gases and the carbon dioxide emissions from cars and planes and factories, to our carbon footprints, to what we're doing with food, what we're doing with pharmaceuticals, what we're doing with transportation. So they predict, the experts, let me see if I could put a name on this. Oh, these are experts in Canada, where 1/8 of the current global population is going to die. And that's if our global warming rises 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit. All right. So that obviously is a very, very startling statistic. But what nobody is also counter-arguing is, have all our changes that might have negatively influenced the Earth or not saved lives? So when I look back at what happened with COVID, we went from being very environmentally friendly in 2019... so by the time 2020 came around, we did a complete 180. Rather than sitting, you know, get out of your car, don't idle in your car, walk, go to places, get, you were locked down. You were told to idle in your car and wait for food. You weren't allowed to stop, shut off the car, and go into a restaurant. You had to wait and idle. Because if you had, you know, heat and you needed your air conditioning, or it was cold and you needed your heat, you had to stay alive. We had to go crazy with masks. And we have all these paper products. I thought we were trying to save the trees. The masks and all that burden that caused in terms of our corpse, in terms of littering, in terms of biohazards being around everywhere. If COVID is such a biohazard, why are we littering these things on the ground? And then, of course, all the sprays, all the Lysol sprays, and and Lysol's a good brand, but the Environmental Working Group, I think, did studies on these sprays that we're using for disinfectants and what it could do in terms of the ozone layer and chemicals. And then all the plastics. And we went from recycling to disposable. Now, because we were so worried about COVID, you had to throw away the menu. So you couldn't reuse a menu. You had to take a menu that was papered so you could throw it out the second somebody touched it. So what is it? Are we pro-environment or are we anti-COVID? What are we doing here? And so when you look at what we've done in terms of, we look at, okay, a billion people are going to die by the 2100, which is a very significant number. And I do predict that we will have more floods, more hurricanes, more earthquakes. They have been predicting for decades and centuries more floods, more earthquakes. It's been predicted since the dawn of time that there's going to be some real, real bad things that happen. Look what happened with the Ice Age. Asteroids hitting. So, yeah, we know bad things are going to happen. But what have we done that has saved lives, but that might have also affected our climate? Well, I mean, if you look at a medical office with the paper and the disposable gloves and latex and all sorts of other things, vulcanized rubber, whatever, all the things we've been using, yeah, those things do end up causing wear and tear on the environment. We are now able to fly people, life flight people to hospitals than we used to before the advent of flight. I get that those cause us to use fuel, but we're saving lives because we can fly people to hospitals. We have ambulances that could drive at 100 miles per hour and get people to hospitals if they need to. Whereas before we used cars, nope, you had to take a horse, or you had to get carried, or you had to hope a doctor could make it to you. In terms of medications, you know, these medications and these factories and these ways to administer medications and medical equipment, it takes, again, emissions to create these. And then food. We have a world hunger crisis. And so we have farmed, ranched, and we have been working on ways to feed these individuals. And yes, that does end up, when you have to clear away forest to make farmland or let these animals eat so they could grow and become meat, when we need to provide shelter for people. So if somebody doesn't have a home, they only have a tent, that home is going to save their life because there's insulation. Well, that in order to build homes, you got to clear trees. If you clear trees, you could reduce some of the carbon dioxide recycling. So when we talk about deaths coming from climate change, which is an important topic and it is a conversation of what is coming in our future, we also have to be careful not to negate some of the things that we're doing that are saving lives. All throughout COVID, I don't know if all the plastic and all the Lysol spray and the sanitizers and the recyclable paper saved a lot of COVID lives, but if you're going to have that conversation about climate change killing and us not being as eco-friendly, then you have to talk about how the government moved to non-eco-friendly measures to quote-unquote save lives. We just have to have some honest conversations here. Now, are electric car batteries safe? Now, many experts are saying they are. But some people are saying the batteries can hurt the environment. So, when are we going to have some honest conversations? But we can't just have one side of the conversation. You know, what have we been doing that have been saving millions and millions of lives that, yeah, might be leaving carbon footprints? And what happens when you stop that? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Mitch McConnell is 81 years old, and as conversations are circulating on Joe Biden and his frailty and ability to lead the country, Mitch McConnell had another moment where he froze, and it was pretty scary. And he appeared to freeze again while speaking to reporters. I think somebody was asking him about his launching his reelection bid, if he's running for office again. And he froze for a few seconds. And I've seen that look with patients, and it's scary. Because you don't know if they're having a cardiac arrhythmia. You don't know if they're having a stroke. You don't know if they're having a seizure. It could also be he was gathering his thoughts, but it obviously made people very, very nervous. Luckily, he did have an aide that was with him that was able to at least, you know, be there in case he did fall. But this was about, I think, 30 seconds in length. This was in Covington, Kentucky. Similar to an episode he experienced at the U.S. Capitol last month. And so, obviously, people are concerned about his health. You know, when somebody freezes like that, you know, people always ask, what is going on? And some of you might have seen that with your family members. If your family just seems to, if you have a family member that just seems to not respond, we call that being unresponsive, you know, in a way, even though they could be conscious, you got to get that medically checked out right away. And unfortunately, McConnell has been having those issues. Now, the argument keeps coming up, well, if somebody has medical issues, that should not preclude them from running for office. Anybody with a disability should have every right to run for office and take a job. But when you have somebody whose mind may not necessarily be at 100%, it does warrant the question, are they fit for office? And we have to be very, very careful about how we tread with this in terms of, you know, we don't want to discriminate against anybody with disabilities. We want to make sure everybody has every opportunity possible. We'll make accommodations. But at some point, you need to be fit for duty. And this is something that has been, a lot of employers have been struggling with this. You know, where with the ADA laws, you know, if you have a job and your employee can't perform that job without accommodations, you need to provide all those accommodations. And if, you know, if you have somebody who's a roofer, how do they do that if they've, you know, been paralyzed or how, you know, and so, you know, employers are kind of struggling in terms of what to do in terms of making sure they aren't violating the Americans with Disabilities Act. And I do my best as a physician to help patients and figure out what accommodations could help them do their job. And God bless these patients and these employees who want to work. But when you have somebody that cannot perform their duties, you cannot, you have also as an employer liability issues. So if you have somebody that is supposed to be providing security and walking around the perimeter and they can't do that, then you don't make them do that. You know, maybe they'll get, you know, a leave, or there might be other sorts of benefits that they could get while they are unable to do their job. But eventually you have to provide a person that can do that job. Same thing with a physician. You know, whenever we as physicians renew our licenses and they ask us if there's anything that could impede us from doing our job. Now, somebody could say, well, if somebody has a substance use disorder, they have a medical or mental health issue, so there should be accommodations. Not in the OR, no. You cannot have a substance use disorder and be operating on people. You cannot have dementia and perform medicine. There's limits. And I don't know if those are going to change, because there's still a big push to not, you know, vilify somebody who has cognitive changes and substance use issues. But there's also liability. If a hospital knowingly has somebody who drinks alcohol prior to surgery before before operating, that hospital's going down. I mean, that's a danger to patients. And so if McConnell is having issues that is not allowing him to speak to reporters, to do his job, you know, if he cannot do his job duties, then he does need to step down. And I said, this isn't an age thing. As we spoke about with Biden, you know, Democrats and Republicans and polls are saying, well, he's too old. You got to call it like it is. Is it really an age thing, or is it Joe Biden specifically and individually is having some issues that might not? I think he brought up his house fire again. You know, and I get he's trying to relate. Right now the country needs a commander in chief that is sharp, that is astute, that is on it, and he struggles. And you know, McConnell has been struggling. And so one way people are skirting around the issue of giving cognitive tests to everybody and having their medical records public is, well, then we'll just do an age cutoff. Well, look at Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis is in his 60s, and he's suffering from cognitive deficits, causing aphasia and memory issues. What age are you going to come up with? I mean, I know many 80, 90-year-olds that are still shrewd, sharp as a tack. So what, are you going to say 62? 65? And then I thought we're not a country that is discriminating against age. So we got to get out of that narrative and stop the whole, oh, somebody is too old. If somebody is ill, they're ill. I know 20-year-olds with severe mental illness. They should not be our commander. Well, they couldn't if they're in their 20s, but they should not be in office and not be able to, you know, conduct what needs to be conducted. And it's not an easy conversation. It's not an easy topic. But if we're having this topic about Biden, we also have to have the topic about McConnell. McConnell's been the leader of the Senate Republican Caucus since 2007. He apparently had a concussion and a broken rib after falling in Washington. That was back in March. He did return to the Senate, and I appreciate his service. I appreciate him wanting to serve, but you know, do you really want some of your final years in office of a highly decorated career with these videos of you, you know, being unwell? Same thing with Biden. You know, if Biden's going to trip down any more stairs or trip, and I think it was leg weakness. I was really nervous about that because it looked like he was walking. He knew what he was doing, but then the leg didn't move like it needed to. So if there is a disconnect, that could be very, very dangerous. The last thing you want to do is on camera fall. I mean, look what happened to Gerald Ford. Nobody talks about anything else to Gerald Ford except him falling down the stairs because it was rainy and they were wet. I've fallen downstairs. I've tripped and slipped. But when you're president, that's what gets caught. That gets caught on camera. So how do we move forward? Do we have to have regular medical tests? Do we have to have cognitive tests? You know, I mean, there's a point where you know, if the country was run well, and that was the other thing, too. If the country was run well and everything was going fine, I don't think you'd have a lot of people talk about this. But when people are very, very frustrated with what's happening in the executive branch, or the legislative branch, or the judicial branch, yeah, age comes up. When people were talking about what's going on with the Supreme Court, and then Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, falls asleep during the State of the Union address, and mind you, I get it, you know, I've fallen asleep during State of the Union addresses also, but it does make you wonder, you know, are those who are making life or death decisions for our military, for our schools, for our security, for our border, they are with us? So, you know, based on what I'm seeing with McConnell, I don't want to diagnose him. I think he needs an immediate medical workup, and I think if at all his memory or mind is being affected by this, yeah, you know, he should not be in office. And again, I appreciate all the great work he's done. It's just I'm worried about him medically. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. One person is dead following a storm in the Nevada desert during the annual Burning Man event. Officials are still investigating the death, as tens of thousands of people are still trying to get out of what's being described as Mudfest. The event in Black Rock, Nevada is roughly an hour's drive north of Reno. Sunday morning, organizers with Burning Man say roads have been closed and driving is discouraged because of muddy conditions. Today is the last day of Burning Man. Organizers have created a wet play a survival guide to help burners survive. Ukraine's President Zelensky announced plans to replace his defense minister because he said new approaches were needed. Zelensky said he expects the parliament to support nominee Rustem Umerov, who heads Ukraine's state property fund. Umerov is a member of Ukraine's opposition Holos Party, but the 41-year-old former investment banker has led on several key positions for Zelensky's government. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. So I found this fascinating. Have you guys seen the list of the dirtiest cities in America? Wow. This is interesting. House Fresh published this, and they analyzed 12.3 million sanitation-related 311 complaints. We don't call 911 anymore. We'll call 311 if it's a non-emergency. And they looked at 12.3 million complaints placed over the last year. to reveal the dirtiest cities in America. The categories included garbage, waste, and recycling. And they ranked locations based on the number of sanitation-related reports per 100,000 population. They found that Baltimore was the dirtiest city, according to their survey study, with 47,295 sanitary-related complaints. Milwaukee was the cleanest city, with only 309 complaints. 89,391 complaints surrounded sanitary issues of the complaints that they had, and the zip code 21213 was the dirtiest zip code in the study. That is in Baltimore. Apparently, I've been to Baltimore. I thought Baltimore was fantastic. I thought Baltimore was gorgeous. But yes, I did walk through areas. I walked from, God, it was maybe about 10 miles. I forgot how many miles. It was a lot, but I walked myself to get to, because I just didn't, at the time, I wasn't trusting Uber at the time. And, it was a strange city, so I'm like, I'll walk. And I walked through some areas that were pretty, pretty messy. And maybe not the safest areas, parts of town. But I wouldn't necessarily say it was dirtier than any other city. I've seen filth everywhere. The cleanest zip code was 77546 in Houston. That, apparently, Houston, in that one zip code, had only 19 sanitary-related complaints. Now, it does make you wonder, what if there's a pile of poop or something and half a dozen people call that day? Do they sift those out? I mean, are these individual, was this quantity or quality? Were these unique complaints, or were they just the number of people complaining? So, according to HouseFresh, they said Baltimore is the dirtiest city in America. They said, they are basing this on, are toilets working? Or is your water working? How's your sanitation? How's your sewage disposal? Are your streets littered? Have garbage pickups been missed? So that's kind of what they looked at with that. And, like I said, I've been to Baltimore. I love Baltimore. I think it's great. Sacramento also ranked high in terms of complaints. Charlotte, Los Angeles, Memphis, Boston, San Antonio, Kansas City, Buffalo, Dallas. These are all very highly populated areas. In terms of New York, Brooklyn was, I guess, home to the dirtiest zip code in New York. That was, I don't know the Brooklyn. Sorry, guys, I forget the Brooklyn zip code. I used to know the zip codes really, really well. Oh, well, I'll figure it out. But, New York, I've been to New York, and, I've been pretty, pretty pleased. I thought Washington, D.C. was one of the cleanest cities that I've been in. I was really amazed at how clean you couldn't see any litter. But I'm surprised we aren't seeing more in terms of San Francisco and places that have very, very high homeless populations, because unfortunately, those things are if they don't have garbage cans or receptacles or ways for themselves to clean up, it's, usually you see an association with complaints. But also maybe people are not complaining to sanitation departments about that. Those might be other complaints. But my problem with any of this, and, some were like, all right, was the study really, valid scientific data? What I like about this study is that it reminds us that we need to do a better job of keeping our cities clean. And we have labor shortages. We have cities that are cash strapped, and they might be having trouble recruiting. If we can't get firefighters and cops and military and teachers and doctors and nurses, do you think it's really easy getting sanitation workers? God bless them. And so our public health is very reliant on our sanitation. The reason why we have sanitation systems and we have sewage systems and plumbing is because people used to die. They used to get very, very sick. You know, we were talking about how climate change is going to kill a lot of people. Well, these garbage trucks are big, huge trucks, and they do emit exhaust. But these garbage trucks are saving lives because they're cleaning up the garbage. You know, we talk about mosquitoes and how malaria has made a comeback in America, and we get malaria cases, but for endemic, you know, West Nile and malaria cases, it makes us nervous that if we are harboring populations of mosquitoes, what that could do. Well, mosquitoes like water. Mosquitoes like areas where there's, you know, trash and fluids, and yeah, that stuff has got to get cleaned up. Now, interestingly, that one house that survived the Miami fire. Now, I love trees. I love plants. Learning photosynthesis and what it does in terms of making oxygen, I'm a big plant fan. But what helped save that one house, that red-roofed house in Lahaina, Maui, was one, is they had changed out their asphalt roof to a metal roof when they upgraded it when they bought the house. And two, they cleared the shrubbery. And clearing that shrubbery prevented the fire from finding something to latch onto by that house. And it's that one sole surviving house on that coast. And, you know, and it's always tough to, you know, you have to cut to heal. You know, you think, why would I make more pathology? But in medicine, you have to. You know, somebody has a bad gallbladder or a bad appendix, we actually have to cut. That puts you at risk. That could introduce germs, but we have to, you know, do what we have to do. And we found that the benefits outweigh the risks, and it's like a two-step forward, one-step back in order to make that progress. So, you know, here we are looking at sanitation and dirty zip codes, and, you know, I think it's a wake-up call. You know, when I see streets, it's interesting. There's a TV station that I would go to often for news interviews. And during COVID and post-COVID, we did a lot through Zoom, or they would come on site. But lately, I've been back in the studio. And there used to be streets and sidewalks of homeless populations. And what they've done, looks like some nearby buildings, is put gates around to prevent homeless populations from setting up shop. Now, there are a lot of facilities also, that, like soup kitchens and shelters nearby, but the littering and, you know, a lot of the, you know, things that sadly can come with populations that don't have a home or shelter or proper toilets have been cleaned up. So if you need, if we're worried about a cholera outbreak or a hepatitis outbreak or a tuberculosis outbreak, you know, much of that big hepatitis outbreak we had years ago was related to, was identified as being sourced from a homeless population. And it really wasn't their fault. Just California took away the plastic bags, you know, changed the way they, you know, looked at plastic and tried to save the environment, such that the homeless people didn't have plastic bags to put in their cans when they would go potty. So now they didn't have anything to be able to dispose of their excrement, and it was very easy to then spread hepatitis and other diseases. So, you know, it's a fine balance in terms of, you know, climate-friendly campaigns, but doing things that save lives and avoiding certain recycling behaviors that could cause infectious disease. But we've got to make sure our sanitation is up to speed, and because that, unfortunately, can brew a lot more disease as well. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 4th is National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals and medical centers on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you cannot donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word during National Blood Donation Week. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. That's drdahlia.com. Remember, if one pint of blood can save three lives, imagine what the whole country could do.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a question I get often is cannabis or marijuana good for you?
or is it bad for you? And we can't give you a straight answer. Doctors won't give you a straight answer because the studies keep going back and forth. Remember, there were studies that actually said cannabis can protect you against COVID. This was a fascinating study. Last year, I think about a year and a half ago, Oregon State University researchers looked at cannabinoid acids from hemp, the sativa strain. And they found it prevented SARS, COVID-2, COVID-19 infection on human cells. They thought that the cannabinoid compounds acted as cell entry inhibitors, preventing the spike proteins from attaching onto the cells. This was researchers from Oregon State. And then there was a study, I think in 2021, from the University of Chicago that found metabolites present in marijuana to prevent replication of the virus. And so one other study out of Lethbridge, University of Lethbridge, found that certain extracts of cannabis prevented the deadly cytokine storm that would lead to ARDS or acute respiratory distress syndrome. So they had looked at three strains, number 4, number 8, and number 14, and of cannabis sativa. And they found it downregulated some cytokines like tumor necrosis factor alpha, interleukin 6, and multiple others, which were kind of the bullies when it came to COVID in terms of causing massive inflammation and the cytokine storm. So when you look at something like that, you're like, whoa. But then you also have studies, right, talking about how it increases heart attack. Cannabis increases stroke. It increases psychosis, increases paranoia, increases nausea. And so what is it? Well, I've always said the same thing. It's different strokes for different folks. For some of you, it's going to work for your pain. It's going to work for your sleep. It's going to work for your moods. It might even work for your COVID. Who knows? But for others of you, it won't do jack diddly squat and could possibly give you side effects. So what other studies are out there? All right, well, we have a study published in the British Medical Journal, and it found that cannabis compounds could be helpful for people with certain medical conditions. It could be detrimental for others. So that was their way of saying what I have said, different strokes for different folks. And an international team of experts, including those from the UK, analyzed data on 101 meta-analyses on cannabis use. And they looked at studies that were published from 2002 to 2022 to look at the effects of different combinations of cannabis, cannabinoids, cannabis-based medicines on health. And they found that it was linked to poor mental health and cognition. They also found an increase in the risk of car crashes. They also found poor outcomes for babies when pregnant, when women use the drugs. So, you know, there's been a lot of debate on those states with legalized marijuana if they had an uptick in car accidents. Some studies have said yes, some studies have said no difference, which really bothers me. You would think that could be a pretty easy study to do. You look at all the car accidents, and whoever tested positive for marijuana, that goes in one column. If they tested negative for marijuana, another column. If the marijuana was in an amount that seemed like it was very recent, that's in another column. If the marijuana was in their system for a while, that's another column. And then you could give us a range of, well, now it looks like the sooner somebody did have marijuana, the higher the risk. But and also exclude out brake failure, road hazards, things like that. But no, it's always this. Well, for some, yes, and for some, not. It's playing it safe. And I think, you know, these studies that kind of contradict really bother me. It's kind of embarrassing because being in the sciences as I am, guys, you could really do this a lot easier and you could do this right. Just like with the COVID deaths. You know how easy that, you know, could have been, but they didn't want to do it that way? I understand we didn't have COVID testing. So you have, get a spreadsheet. One column is who died. Number two is who died of symptoms related to COVID. Who died of a heart attack? Who died of sepsis? Who died while they also had symptoms of COVID? And then once we started testing COVID. And then you could give us two numbers. You don't have to just give us one number. You could say, look, these are the people that died. These are the ones we think were COVID-related. These are the ones that we think were COVID-caused. It's okay. We're big boys and girls. We could handle multiple data sets. That's fine. But it was just, we have COVID-related deaths. One statement. Just, you could give us the facts. Same thing with hydroxychloroquine. You know how easy it would be to study hydroxychloroquine and COVID? Anybody who had COVID, what were your medications? Those on hydroxychloroquine, right, before COVID, before you got COVID. Did you have mild COVID? Did you have severe COVID? Were you around people exposed to it but didn't get it? Let's just look at the data sets. If it showed it did nothing, it did nothing. But if it showed that people who were on it seemed to have milder, that could be something that could be later researched. Yeah, we're adults here, but no, it all has to be just one statement. So that's what people are looking for. Is cannabis good or is cannabis bad? And lately, because of all the legalization of it, and I voted to legalize it in Nevada. I told you why I voted to legalize it, because I wanted there to be a way to study it, and it was very difficult to study when it's not legal and it's an illegal substance. I wanted there to be a way where cops weren't burdened with marijuana arrests when they had so much bigger fish to fry, and I wanted there to be an outlet for some people who had pain because of all the restrictions that was going on with opioids. And it turned out, though, it was an absolute free-for-all, and now every kid and their mother is on it. And that's a problem, especially when it comes to wanting to go to work. You know, we're sitting there scratching our heads going, why don't people want to go to work? Did you ever see Ted? Right? Marijuana kind of can mess with your motivation. I wrote a book on dopamine. When you read dopamine, you learn how to motivate yourself. We don't really go into cannabis with it. Because again, the studies are back and forth, but I got to tell you, if you don't have that motivation, that's the problem. So researchers argued that many mental illnesses were first identified during teenage years and young adulthood. That was a period when cognition is paramount for optimizing academic performance and learning. So they think cannabis should be avoided among young people while their brains were being developed. I agree. But who are some of the biggest users of cannabis? The younger generations. Now, they said cannabidiol was beneficial for people with epilepsy to help them avoid seizures. This is something that has been tested and proven. We now even have pharmaceuticals that we could use for those with severe seizure disorders such as Dravet's. They also found that cannabis-based medicines could also help reduce chronic pain and spasms, especially with people with multiple sclerosis. For some of us, the marijuana doesn't do anything for our pain. For others, it's a godsend. For some individuals, it could reduce nausea and vomiting with chemotherapy. For others, it could actually induce nausea and vomiting. For some people, it could help them sleep, especially with cancer. And for others, doesn't do anything. So I would recommend that you understand that just because there's a study out there, it doesn't mean it's related to you. Keep in mind, a lot of our marijuana that is being grown, which, by the way, now that it's being regulated, it's so expensive that people are trying to go to the bootleg sort of marijuana. Marijuana could have pesticides on it. In fact, one study found significant levels of metals in people's blood and urine in those who used marijuana. Study was published by the Environmental Health Perspectives. They looked at blood and urine in 7,200 people in the U.S., and they found lead and cadmium exposure among users. And so, you know, something like that. And these are things that could later cause problems. So marijuana and what it does for our health is still very new. And for every study I see that says it helps, I see another study says it hurts. So talk to your medical provider, of course. All right, did that offer any clarity? No. Yeah, I didn't think so. 1-877 Dr. Ali.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.